Okay, so what people are rejecting is the terminology that tampons are considered a luxury item, and therefore, because they're considered a luxury item, they're being taxed. And I know that in certain states, and I don't actually know the tampon tax regulations that go on in Ohio, but I do know that in Ohio, they have what they call, well, they have two forms of tax. So they have regular tax, just sales tax, whatever, and then they have what they call luxury tax. So when you purchase certain items, like, I believe, like, certain, like, vehicles and different stuff like that, where they figure it's something that you don't necessarily have to purchase, it's considered a luxury, they charge a tax. And I know for a long time they used to have, I think they may have done away with it, but they used to be, if you went into a restaurant, so if you went to McDonald's, for example, and you went into the restaurant and ate inside the restaurant, this is considered a luxury, but if you went through the drive-thru, it wasn't considered a luxury, so you didn't get the tax if you went through the drive-thru. So a lot of people didn't want to go through inside the stores. Now, in Virginia, they have separate taxes as well. I know that fast food, for example, I don't know if it, I never really figured it out, I guess never looked at it, in terms of going into restaurants, it should be the same, but basically if you went to a fast food place, you got charged 11% tax. So, and then, the food was taxed, I think like 2.5%, which food is something that in Michigan we don't get charged tax for because it's food. It's like considered like a necessity. But then in Virginia, pharmaceutical products such as like, you know, over-the-counter medications like Alka-Seltzer and those kinds of things were not considered, they were considered pharmaceuticals, which were considered medical necessities, so therefore they were not taxed. And I don't actually know, I should look into it, if they charge, and I don't know if they charge tax on tampons there. Probably they did. But like drugs, over-the-counter drugs that, you know, a lot of people don't probably need, they were considered pharmaceuticals, which therefore weren't taxed. So trying to get down to the taxing is interesting. I live in the state of Michigan, and we have a 6% sales tax on everything. We have no tax on groceries, though, but I don't think that we have, to my knowledge at least, I don't think we have any type of different rates of tax for different items. Like I mentioned in Ohio and Virginia, I think it's just you pay 6% sales tax no matter what you're buying. Like we don't get charged more for purchasing cars or, you know, what they would consider luxury items. And we do get charged taxes for pharmaceutical, like over-the-counter products. So I think the only thing we don't get charged, like I said, the food we don't get charged tax for. However, if it's prepared food, we do. So if you go to McDonald's or something like that, you do get charged tax for that because it's considered prepared. But unprepared, like you go to a market or something and purchase food, that's not considered taxed. Because it's food. It's not prepared. And then, like, if you buy, like, you go to the pharmacy, you don't get charged taxes for that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Sort of interesting, but, yeah. So, I guess states are resistant to overturn the taxing of tampons because they say that it brings in entirely too much revenue for them to do away with. So, I kind of find that to be ridiculous myself, because, like, seriously? And then they do have, like, some of those taxes and stuff. Okay, sorry about that. So I guess those are just my points on the tampon tax, and I think it's sort of ridiculous. And I can't believe that somebody actually sat down and figured out how much tax revenue is being brought in by tampons. But they were also made a good point, is that, like, if you purchase, like, other items, such as, like, Depends or Poise or some of those other pads for, like, urinary incontinence, those things are considered medical items, and therefore they're not taxed. So it's like, well, this is sort of the same thing. So I don't know. It's sort of really interesting how they break down some of these tax laws and taxes and what's considered taxed or not taxed, or what's considered a luxury item or what isn't. And I kind of want to know who thought that a tampon was considered a luxury item. Like, I want to know exactly which individual came down the line and said, you know what, that is a luxury item. Opposed to what? I mean, I don't know. So, anyways, I hope everybody's doing well.
Pause recording button.
Okay, so I just looked it up real quick because I was curious. And apparently there are certain states, such as Massachusetts, New Jersey, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and I don't remember if there was another. There's a few other, but those are the ones I can recall off the top of my head, who do not charge the quote-unquote luxury tax. And apparently some states are actually call it the sin tax. So, I would love to know how a monthly bodily function is considered a sin. Interesting. But anyways, I hope everybody's doing well. And if you are interested, there is a petition circulating to try to overturn some of these quote-unquote luxury taxes, and Canada was the first to really do it, so hats off to my northern neighbors. And I find it interesting, though, an article that I had read stated that, like a soda, for example, which is not considered something that it's not a necessity, correct? Like, you can live your life without dying from having a soda or candy or chips or any of those kinds of things, which are actually causing a lot of people to have problems, those are not considered luxury items, but tampons are. So, and one of the articles that I read, this is sort of funny, but it said, you know, since they're such a luxury item, make sure that you purchase a box of tampons for all your family members, you know, so they can, you know, relish in the luxury of having tampons.